By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday, after becoming the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in rolling out the vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the country. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the country would run out of hospitals, the county that is in Los Angeles, out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continues. The mayor said hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met virtually Wednesday with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office January 20th, he will immediately be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economy's recovery. By remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai has been arrested and charged with fraud. The 73-year-old Lai appeared in a Hong Kong court Thursday, along with two other executives of his Next Digital company, and reportedly accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. Lai was arrested at his home back in August and charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the city's new national security law imposed by China. Lai's arrest Thursday comes a day after three young Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, 24-year-old Joshua Wong, Agnes Chow, and Ivan Lam, received jail sentences between 7 and 13.5 months in connection to a protest outside the city's police headquarters back in June of last year. Lai is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. Under the law, anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigray region, where a month of conflict has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis. The UN says the deal will give aid workers access to federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Well, authorities in Indonesia are keeping a close watch on a volcano that forced hundreds of people to flee their villages for safety when it began to spew hot ash thousands of meters into the air. A local disaster agency chief said residents living near Mount Semeru of Java Island still could be at risk as heavy rains threatened to trigger more volcanic flows from the still-spewing crater. And Ivanka Trump, President Trump's daughter and advisor, questioned under oath this week as part of a civil suit alleging misuse of nonprofit funds for Donald Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. The District of Columbia's Attorney General claimed that Trump's real estate business and other entities misused profits, nonprofit funds, to enrich the family business. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.